Then I had just much money as I'd have now.
Well,
I didn't have as much money, but it went just as far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could buy just as much.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you said your father was born in Prior County, didn't you?
I feel like he was, because he had a lot of uncles here, and his mother was his daddy married his mother out of family that lived in Prior County at the time, and they, a lot of them settled. There was a lot of old settlers here, and chances are that more than that he was. Well, he told me one day, right up the road here about 5 miles, says, that's where they say I was born. Now, that he did tell me that one day.
Oh, he did tell you that. Okay.
And it's up here in Bullard Township. It's what's called Bullard Township.
Mm-hmm.
Up towards Crossroads. You've heard that, if you've heard tell of Crossroads on in west of here.
Mm-hmm.
It's still in Prairie County, all right.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me, he said, that's where they say I was born then.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he said. But now, everything would change so bad, and when he was little, he just had to take somebody else's word where he lived.
Yeah, where he lived, because they had moved back and forth all that time.
Yeah, because everybody did that. Lots of people. They, mm-hmm. Old settlers, they didn't. Daddy said that his father, they'd make a good crop, and said, just as sure they made a good crop, well, there was a move coming.
Oh, really?
And he wanted to go back to Oklahoma now.
Uh-huh.
And his people. Mostly his people was in the Oklahoma people,
uh-huh.
More in the edge of Texas, and most Oklahoma that, you know, that was right there.
And
lived in Oklahoma.
What about your mother? Do you know where she was born?
Well, my mother was must undoubtedly been born in Tennessee. You remember where Alma said the bridges, they come from Kentucky?
Right.
From where? Well, did they come out? Was mother born in Kentucky? Was she come out of Kentucky? Bridges, did they come out of Kentucky or Tennessee?
Oh, Tennessee, I think.
Well, she was probably born in Tennessee. She was.
They all came together.
Well, after your father came back here and settled down, what did he do for a living?
He farmed and raised stock.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of stock. Not a lot of stock, but he'd have from 50 to 100 head of cattle, and you know, and everything else that you think of. He had a big bunch of old mules and horses. He had raised them for the market too,
mm-hmm.
more or less.
Mm-hmm.
And used and broke them and worked them, sharecropped them.
And then your mother, then she just helped out on the farm. She
was she did more work than anybody else on the farm.
Truth was.
But she had all this house, raised 8 children, and she had all this, well, one of the little girls died early when she was infant. But anyway, she raised 7. And then she had to do all that warning and washing, and she chopped cotton, of course, and she was a good cotton picker. Now, that's something, you know anything about picking cotton?
No.
We'll have to learn.
Well, I'm going to learn about that now. That's one of my questions is about cotton picking.
Yeah, that's where you used to get the cotton out of the field, and then they'd have cotton picking contests, just like they do now, maybe fishing contests.
Did they really? To see who could pick the most?
Pick the most cotton in an hour time or a half a day's time, though. But they wouldn't ever carry their cotton to the scale. They'd always have like they have these boys that run when boys playing baseball, they have a runner, no? Well, they'd always have somebody carry that little cotton to the scale and come back. Then they would go to scale. They'd just keep picking cotton.
They'd give somebody who'd run it up.
Yeah, I'd care. You'd pick cotton all the time, and I'd carry the cotton up there, and no one weigh it, and come back and give you another sack and carry the cotton up there, and that's the way the contest ran. Because you never did stop picking cotton. You just kept picking cotton.
You just kept on picking it.
And somebody else would do the win and bring you back empty sack. And just like they are on the baseball, they always have a pitcher has a runner.
Mm-hmm.
He just knocks the ball, and another guy does all the running. He don't have to do none of the work. But anyway, that's the way they. And mother was a good cotton picker, of course, but she'd pick cotton and she wore herself out, no?
Oh, I bet.
But she lives, she's 60 some odd years old.
Well, would you mind?